This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
I'll tell you where to go from here.
That was James Carville calling in. For some reason, maybe his middle name is Peter. I think that was written by Brent. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. There's an echo. Today's guest, a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history, Mary Louise Days. She was on last March, and she was on the March before that, actually in 2021. So we're marching forward with Mary Louise Days this June 2025, the 100th anniversary marking of the 1925 earthquake. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment. And first, take a look at what's pending, which I've been doing. For the last 47 weeks, I've been tracking the median price. A snapshot at the end of the week. What's in escrow? I've always been telling you how many listings are pending, comparing that to prior years. We have 59 listings, single-family homes, South Coast only, for the week ending March 7th, 2025, the 10th week of the year. 59. Last week, 62. Happened to be pending this time of year. Before that, 56. And before that, 2022, 79. Unicorn year, 128. On the 10th week of the year, were pending. I wish I had been tracking the median price for that. But we can tell you year-to-date what the median sales price was. So that'll give you some indication. So 59 pendings for the week ending March 7th, 2025, and the median price, $2.4 million. The last 11 weeks, or I should say prior to that, it was 10 weeks, the median price was $2.6 million. In the last couple of weeks, it was like 2.8, 2.9, then 2.8, that's 3 weeks. This week, 2.4. So a big drop, but the year-to-date median price. You know, we have this French bulldog that for some reason likes coming into the studio and is learning not to jump up on me. Last week, I kind of gave her a nice knee, and it didn't faze her. She just kept sniffing around and being friendly. And this week when I walked in, she came in. I was sitting down. I put my hand down. She could say hello. She did not jump up. So maybe I should kidnap this dog. It's a long-haired French bulldog. Just seems to like this studio for some reason. So the year-to-date sales price, a whopping $2.9 million. Last year, year-to-date, it was $2.3 million. Year before that, $2,275,000. Year before that, $2.4 million. That was 2022. 2021, $1,950,000 for the first 10 weeks of the year, median sales price, single family, South Coast. And that was a big jump. 2021's $1,950,000 was a big jump from the prior years. Yeah, 3 years in a row is about $1,004,000. 2017, $1,002,000. 2016, $1,003,000. 2015, the year to date median sales price, $1,160,000. And since 2022, it's been over $2 million. This year, $2.9 million. About 14.7 sales per week. We ended up in 2024 at 15.36 sales per week. So, you know, the first January, everything's a little slow, but it's starting to pick up. And that tells you what's been going on for the last few years. Median sales price first 10 weeks of the year. I took out Montecito and Hope Ranch. Restivus, Festivus for the rest of us. What's going on without Montecito and Hope Ranch for the first 10 weeks of the year? For the week ending March 7th, 2025, single-family residences only, South Coast. Median price, $2,370,000 versus the $2.9 million if you throw in Hope Ranch and Montecito. So $2,370,000 for the first 10 weeks of the year without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Big jump from last year's $2 million. 2023, $1,600,000. 2022, $1,900,000. 2021, $1,005,000, then $1,002,000, $1,002,000, $1,240,000, $1,000,000, and 2015, the first 10 weeks of the year without Hope Ranch and Montecito, $915,000 was the median price, and 134 sales. Today, 108 sales, $2,370,000 is the median price, 10 years later. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. 108 sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito, first 10 weeks of the year. Last 2 years, 84, 82, and then, you know, in the hundreds, well into the hundreds, pretty consistently going back to 2015, 130, 140, 120, 130s. Of course, the unicorn year, 2021, 169. But our 108 sales without Hope Ranch Montecito this year, 2025, is much better than the last 2 years, 84 and 82. So that's all good news. Okay, those are the numbers. I think I got everything. I do want to mention, I last week I thought I would get to it, a Magnolia Shopping Center near where I live is, they're doing some construction in the back, the north side, mountainside of Magnolia Shopping Center. Behind Ralph's, there's parking and a strip of stores bordering the northern border of Magnolia Shopping Center. And this construction's going on. It must be, you know, a couple of hundred feet wide, and it's this huge two-story structure. And I read that it's going to be a rock climbing gym, which might be great news for the two homes on Santa Ana that this building, the structure looks down upon. Because if you're driving on Santa Ana behind Magnolia Shopping Center, you're driving perpendicular to Hollister. You're driving straight down. And as I'm driving, I'm looking at these two houses and looking behind them. They're just dwarfed by this giant structure. So they must have been real pleased. But silver lining, maybe there's going to be no windows on that side. So it's just going to, of course, that's facing south. There goes their sun in the winter months when the sun is low. And the one neighbor has a gate across his front yard, maybe about a four-foot gate, and a sliding gate across his driveway. So this man, like me, likes his privacy. No one's walking up to him. And hopefully no one's looking down on his backyard. But I guess there's no solar ordinance. So that's Magnolia Shopping Center. If you want to go rock climbing, I kind of might like to try that. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with historian Mary Louise Day. She's a walking, talking encyclopedia of Santa Barbara history. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.